Chapter 1. Back to the Sea. Jack felt raindrops. He looked up and saw a summer storm cloud. "Hurry!" Jack called to Annie. They were riding their bikes home from the library. Jack's backpack was filled with library books. He didn't want them to get wet. As Jack and Annie pedaled faster, a large white bird swooped over them and flew into the Frog Creek woods.
"Did you see that?" cried Jack.
"A seagull," called Annie. "It's a sign."
"You're right," said Jack.
The last time they'd seen a seagull in Frog Creek, the magic treehouse was waiting for them.
"The woods," said Annie.
Jack and Annie bumped their bikes over the curb. The rain fell harder as they headed into the wet woods. Their bike tires bounced over the rough ground, crushing leaves and snapping twigs.
"It must be time to look for another secret of happiness for Merlin," Jack called.
"I hope Merlin's feeling better," shouted Annie.
"I hope Teddy and Kathleen came with the treehouse," shouted Jack.
"Me too," shouted Annie.
Jack and Annie steered their bikes under canopies of wet leaves. By the time they came to the tallest oak in the woods, the seagull had disappeared. But the magic treehouse was back. It was high in the tallest oak, its rope ladder swaying in the wind and rain. Jack and Annie climbed off their bikes and propped them against the trunk of the tree.
"Teddy! Kathleen!"
Annie shouted. There was no answer.
"I guess they didn't come this time," Jack said.
"Darn," said Annie. "I really wanted to see them."
"Boo!"
Two older kids looked down out of the treehouse window, a curly-haired boy with a big grin and a girl with sea-blue eyes and a beautiful smile. Both were wearing long green cloaks.
"Yay!" cried Annie and Jack.